This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing, and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, the Robert Scott Bell Show back on the air, kicking in our broadcast week. Into gear, I shall say. I don't know if we're kicking in the door to do it, because the door was open when I went right into my studio. And I'm excited because this week we got our good buddy back. You know him, John Rappaport from NoMoreFakeNews.com. And the places we go, the things we discuss, I just think Dr. Seuss. Oh, the places we'll go, John Rappaport.
Good to be here, Robert.
Oh, it's good to hear your voice, my friend. And, you know, I've got a lot of articles from you from No More Fake News. We've got them linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. And there's one from The Defender I want to talk about. I have, you know, a buddy of mine that I've known for like 30 years. Very, very liberal, John. All right? And just a nice man, but just completely disagrees with just about everything that I say or do or believe. And, you know, when you're in the social media network, when you put comments, and there's no context in the comments, people think, oh, he's attacking you. I'm like, I know the guy. He knows me. It kind of gets me a little bit, but it's okay. And one of the things, you know, he was concerned about, and just, oh, the violence. How you've got to denounce the violence that happened at the Los Angeles Dodgers Stadium last week with, these are violent terrorist-type people stopping things. I'm like, really? I read about the thing even in the paper. I couldn't see any violence. I saw that the people there protesting the rush to the mRNA shot, trying to raise awareness about what it is, maybe dangers. And then when they were asked to move, they moved. So have you encountered anything about this that I'm missing? I know Children's Health Defense has an article about it as well.
No, I haven't gotten anything other than what you just said. So I haven't read anything that indicated that there was any kind of violence at all. And, I mean, there have been people who are opposed to various vaccines or vaccines in general that have been holding rallies all over the world for years.
Yes, not new. It's not new at all, in fact.
You know, what's the problem? I think what's happening here is that with COVID, because the propaganda is so much more intense, and of course the situation is so much more dire with economic destruction and the lockdowns and all of that, that people are more sensitive, and they're also the media are trying to equate, let's say, anti-vaxxers mm-hmm. with insurrectionists, you know, terrorists, all kinds of insanity in their propaganda. So now, and people are making the claim that the vaccine for COVID is a miracle, and finally it's going to bring us all out of the darkness back into the light. So people show up who are saying, wait a minute, you got to consider some things here. I guess some people react against that. And I don't think it's useful to react against it at all. I mean, what's truly the difference between writing an article saying the COVID vaccine is unsafe and ineffective, and showing up with a sign outside the stadium where they're giving vaccines.
Right, but you're but what you're John, what you're bringing up though is the trying to equate people who have questions about vaccines. Of course, they smear them with the term anti-vaxxer when the majority of them are like ex-vaxxers. They've all been vaccinated and vaccinated their children to the point where they went, hey, there's a problem here. But now to equate them with domestic terrorists, anti-capital or capital, you know, saboteurs, whatever it is. We even saw over the weekend my good friend Ty Bollinger and his wife, Charlene Bollinger, featured on a three-minute CNN hit piece with a, you know, a British debunker of or whatever we call it, of people who are anti-vaxxers, they're terror, you know, that kind of thing. And it was just like dripping with, like, I can't believe they just did this, so much so that I thought, I immediately called Ty and I said, Ty, this is great. This is one of those cases where you can't buy this publicity. All the people are going to discover the truth about cancer, truth about vaccines. And then I said, wait, oh, wait, no, maybe not. CNN's ratings still suck. So anyway, we just joked about that. But at the same time, there is a danger to equating someone who has a belief about vaccines that doesn't fall in line with the WHO or CDC or whoever, and equating them with terrorism. That is really trying to foment hatred and fear and division. We talk about isolation and or denigration or dehumanization, to ostracize a group of people and make them criminals just because they have a belief, even though they've never engaged in violent behavior. Hence the concern I had for my liberal friend who says, why don't you speak out against the violent protest at the Dodger Stadium? I was like, I didn't read about the violence. And then Children's Health Defense condemns the protest. And I'm like, well, what was there to condemn about it? Did I miss something? And, you know, I think there were a lot of comments, and you pointed out when we were talking before going to air about people that were actually there saying, we didn't see any violence, so what are we to make of this?
Well, as I said, I don't see the problem, except when you start buying propaganda. You know, people who believe that vaccines are unsafe, ineffective, gather in public and they make their stance known, and that's what they do. And then nobody is being forced to believe what they're saying. Nobody is being kept away from, you know, physically kept away from getting vaccinated. You know, it's a hoax, a delusion that people who are in these rallies are dangerous or anything of the sort. So there's propaganda, there's misunderstanding, there's all kinds of lunacy going on. If we were having this conversation 3 years ago, and the same subject would be brought up, it would be a non-conversation.
Right, right.
You know? Who would even be interested in hearing it? But now, all of a sudden, because of the extent of the propaganda, I mean, I don't know whether I've mentioned this before, but the one of the traditional forms of mind control is you start equating various things that don't go together in the public mind. You build up this fiction. If somebody voted for Trump, they must be a terrorist. You know, if somebody is against vaccines or a particular vaccine, then they must be an insurrectionist of some kind. And this is all very intentional. It's put out there by the powers that be that want to control people's actions and their minds in order to keep them in line and make them afraid to speak out and have the ability to exercise their First Amendment rights, which is really what we're talking about here.
Well, it can be a very effective means to censor without censoring, because what you cause is fear of those who used to speak out just like normal and have been for years about their beliefs about a thing that may be outside of the populist or non-populist mainstream, whatever it is, about vaccines, for instance. Suddenly you're equating people who are questioning ex-vaccine, maybe they are anti-vaccine, as terrorists and insurrectionists, and now you've succeeded potentially in shutting some of them up because they're going to be afraid to speak for fear of being labeled and ostracized or criminalized and lumped together with maybe some who are violent who have nothing to do with their belief system. So it's like a really, say, surreptitious way to censor without censoring.
Exactly. And it's evil. Let's face it. The last time we talked extensively about censorship, and it's gaining momentum. There's all kinds of suggestions that there should be a state-run media in America, something like the BBC, in order to keep misinformation off of the airwaves. There was a suggestion by some moron at CNN that Tucker Carlson should be taken off the air completely. Which I look at as a desperate attempt on the part of CNN to mention somebody's name, in this case Tucker Carlson, who's actually getting good ratings, and hopefully by association, you know, more people would start watching CNN because their ratings are now down in the toilet.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm dealing with it once again. We were second strike on YouTube, so we're banned for 2 weeks. We're in detention because I think they got a little butthurt of us criticizing once again the WHO and Bill Gates about their position on, you know, mRNA for everybody as they're kind of looking, charting a course for global domination of big pharma. And suddenly we're like, well, you violated community standards again. We can't allow you to speak out about these things. And, you know, we point out numerous occasions of doctors who are very serious about their craft and profession as scientists that are saying, hey, there is a problem here with this mRNA vaccine. And they may have a specialty in like a narrow field of medicine, like cardiology. And one particular cardiologist said, hey, I'm seeing significant impact, heart attack, heart events, post-vaccination in those who have a risk for this kind of thing. And he described the pathway and everything. And in his letter to FDA warning the FDA, say, hey, you need to pay attention to this. He also bent over backwards to say, I am so pro-vaccine. I want everybody to get vaccinated if it's safe. But I mean, it was amazing. He was afraid simply for bringing up something he observed clinically, and he certainly has the credibility to identify shortly after the vaccine heart events, that he's afraid himself of being lumped together with anti-vaxxer now, that whole thing, and terrorists and insurrectionists. So it's a stunning how it has a chilling effect on speech, even for those who are fully credentialed, who dare to ask a question about something that's observed, one small aspect, but albeit an important one, that they're afraid of speaking out.
And,
Hold on, I apologize. I can't believe I went so over time in the opening segment. We're going to be right back with more John Rappaport. He'll respond after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, John, I apologize. I had to break in. I didn't realize we went long on that one. But I've said, I'm just saying the effect on freedom of speech, even among those who are pro-vaccine and pro-COVID vaccines and everything, it's just amazing how they're having to put asterisks and things by what they're saying to be sure they're not lumped in with, you know, just chilling.
Yeah. Okay, so let's imagine this. Let's imagine some guy is a doctor. So he now has some evidence, like the guy that you mentioned, the cardiologist, that there's some bad things happening after people are getting vaccinated against COVID. So he's thinking about speaking out, but then he says, wow, you know, maybe I shouldn't because then I'll be lumped together with all kinds of other crazy people and whatever. And then he thinks to himself, you know whose fault this is that I could be labeled crazy? It's the anti-vaxxers' fault. They're the ones who are smearing the landscape with crazy ideas. And now if I criticize this vaccine on legitimate terms, I'm going to be lumped in with them. Wrong, wrong, wrong. It's not the anti-vaxxers' fault. It's the propagandists who are working on behalf of the medical cartel and the government. They're the ones who are doing the lumping and the cross associations in the public mind to try to equate people who are who are critical of the vaccination with terrorists and insurrectionists, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Whether those terrorists are real or imagined, it doesn't matter. And that's where I think some people are having a problem. They're picking the wrong group. You know, well, I'm against this group doing that thing over there and whatever. No, you're not. You never were before. What you're against is the propagandists, except you don't know it. You're thinking that the people who are standing outside a mayor's office saying, we're going broke, we have no businesses left, the COVID lockdowns are insane and they're driving us into poverty and bankruptcy. You're saying that those people are creating a problem. No, they're not. The propagandists who are associating those protesters with terrorists, insurrectionists, anti-vaxxers, etc., those are the people who are creating the problem, and that's what your attention should be on, speaking out against those people. That's where the, to put it kindly, the mistake is occurring.
Yeah. Well, and here's another example of just, you know, shocking things we cover regularly on this show, John, like news articles from mainstream news sources that may be linking back to peer-reviewed literature or observations, whatever. And as we're reading them, we're just kind of incredulously saying, we'll likely get banned for this, but we're going to read you this article from, you know, name the newspaper, right? And they're pointing out something that is perfectly reasonable and legitimate to point out. For example, here, The Guardian in the United Kingdom. COVID-related deaths in care homes in England jumped by 46%. And it's directly tied to when they began this mass mRNA vaccination campaign. Now, do I have proof that it's the vaccine that's causing this increase by 46%? No. But is it appropriate and maybe, let's say, even logical to go, well, there's an interesting event occurred right before this happened, and oh my gosh, what... And let's look into this. And it's like, we could report on that news article, and suddenly we're disagreeing with the WHO or Bill Gates and on it goes. So, again, chilling of speech, and it's like, well, they just ban every mainstream media newspaper now because they dare to cover something that you're not allowed to cover.
Exactly. Exactly. And if people want to try this out and see what happens, go ahead. Go on Twitter and start, you know, more than once, you know, pound on it, citing the Guardian article and the association between the introduction of the COVID vaccine and the sudden jump in deaths in nursing homes.
Mm-hmm.
Tweet it out 5 or 6 times and see if you get suspended or blocked or marked in some way, or if you're even more, a little more adventurous, make a YouTube video and put it.
Yeah, good luck. See how long that lasts. All right, we got to take a break. John Rappaport, my guest. No more fake news. RobertScottBell.com. We're going to wade into more territory that shouldn't be controversial, but apparently is. We'll talk about it after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Air traffic is returning to pre-pandemic levels this Memorial Day weekend. The TSA saying nearly 2 million travelers passed through their checkpoints on Friday, nearly six times as many as last year. And AAA had estimated that more than 37 million Americans would travel 50 or more miles from home this weekend. Two people were shot and killed outside of a billiards club north of Miami this morning, more than 20 others wounded. Miami-Dade police say the shooters pulled up in a vehicle, three people got out with guns, and started firing into the crowd that was gathered for a concert. The shooters have not been caught. Representative Jerry Conley, a Democrat from Virginia and the chairman of the House Government Operations Subcommittee, has urged President Biden to create an independent commission to investigate the January 6th breach of the U.S. Capitol. This after Senate Republicans blocked a Democrat-led measure to do so. This is USA Radio News. More than 100 employees at Houston Methodist Hospital filed a lawsuit against their employer for requiring all staff members to receive the COVID-19 vaccine or they would lose their jobs. 117 employees argued in court that it's unlawful for their employers to require them to take the shots. The lawsuit was filed by a Houston area attorney who said the mandate violates the Nuremberg Code of 1947 that was written after the fall of the Nazi regime in Germany. Vietnam has identified a new coronavirus variant. Dan Araki from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau reports.
Vietnam says they've detected a new, highly transmissible variant of the coronavirus. The country's health ministry said Saturday that the strain they detected had characteristics of both the Indian and UK variants. Early lab tests point to the new variant being highly transmissible through the air. The announcement comes as Vietnam deals with a surge in infections not yet seen in the country. Vietnam has only reported around 7,000 cases of COVID since the beginning of the pandemic, but more than half of those have come in the last month.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we dare to talk about the things that are, well, not supposed to be talked about. We've been talking about it, and John's been writing about it for decades. No problem. Except suddenly now it is a big problem. We got to shut down any dissent on what's happening, whether it be COVID-related or mostly COVID-related. I mean, I think about all the times that we have been controversial on the vaccine issue, John. I mean, back in 2010, 10, 11 years ago now, I think we were one of the first ones that did the, you know, like a major kind of seminar, if you will, online on vaccines armed and dangerous, all the things they don't want you to hear or know about. And, you know, there have been a lot since then. But now, of course, to talk about these issues, it's become something that not only is, you know, let's say, limited in its reach, but really now, as we talked earlier about lumping us in potentially with domestic terrorism and insurrectionists, which is absurd. Now I'm going to go into another topic of you can't talk about that. And it goes to something we have discussed before, viral isolation. And, you know, I was watching an interview with Tom Cowan and Dr. Kaufman, because I'm going to have Dr. Kaufman on Tuesday. And I lectured at the Health Freedom Expo about the issue of viral isolation of COVID. And I said, look, let me walk you through the steps that they did in order to claim that they isolated this virus. And it was just, I mean, you could hardly understand all of the words that were I was reading to you, because it was like multisyllabic words from foreign languages beyond Latin, you know. And I'm like, and then they do this and do this and do this, and then they take it out of here, and then they do, and finally they take it to the PCR and amplify it a zillion times or something. And I'm like, okay, now they got it. They say they got it. I'm like, did they not just pull it out from the blood of a patient and show pictures of it on electron? No, they didn't do that. This is what they did. And now we know we got it. I'm like, okay, if you call that isolation, then we've got a problem with definitions. You've expanded the definition to be almost meaningless. And yet we have people that are, I think, very much on, you know, our thought or wavelength about what we call it, a scamdemic or a plandemic, etc. But on that issue, they get very, they have a very difficult time of understanding the terms and how they're being altered. And they're not the same words with the same definitions.
No, they're not. In fact, isolation turns out to mean non-isolation. I mean, it's just, it's Orwellian. It's the opposite. And I pointed this out maybe 100 times now in articles and interviews and so on. And I think lots of people get it. They understand. But then there's other people for whom it's too big a reach. So they will tend to say, well, I talked to my brother-in-law's cousin, who's a gastroenterologist, and he says, that's nonsense, as if this is the final word. And what I've tried to point out is that the overwhelming majority of the people who are the scientists perpetrating the fraud about isolation are true believers. They really think that they're doing science. That's how hypnotized the whole business is. It's not like you've got thousands of scientists out there that are gleefully rubbing their hands together saying, we're putting over the biggest con job in history.
Not at all.
No. And you could even take that into biowarfare labs, point I've tried to make several times. These scientists who believe that they're working with viruses and their gain of function and we're souping them up and making them highly dangerous weapons and whatever, whatever, they're subject to the same hypnotic misinformation about their own work as other virologists in civilian labs who believe that they're isolating viruses when they're not. And it's quite amazing when you stop and start to consider the depth of the whole business, how it grows in a sense like some sort of a fungus in the dark over a period of centuries, and then people just keep pledging allegiance to this thing they think is science and expanding on it, and it turns out to be complete lie.
Mm-hmm.
It has no relation to reality, which is a point that I've been trying to make and have been making for years about other things, other kinds of brainwashing, mind control, that they convince people to believe in things that have no relationship to reality whatsoever.
Well, what is it, John, that said?
One of the biggest ones.
Yeah, real quick, if your livelihood or job depends upon you not seeing certain things, you won't see certain things. And I think that's a big part of how people can say, well, how is that possible, John, that these scientists don't see what you're talking about, Robert? It's like, well, our livelihoods don't depend upon not looking at certain things. And so we look at them. And it's not that there isn't a precedent for scientists waking up one day and seeing, wow, the emperor wears no clothes. I see something I'm not supposed to see. And they find out, well, they're out of work, which is how they've maintained control over the scientific community for so long, with rare exception. So I apologize. I didn't want to interrupt, but I just want to give people an understanding of how this is even possible.
Indeed. Major point. Major point. Yeah, because, look, scientist says, well, if I speak out, I'm going to get fired tomorrow. I mean, I talked with a very reputable virologist back in the days of the HIV controversy about this off the record. And I said, you have to be aware that there is a controversy about the idea that HIV causes AIDS. And paused, and he said, yes, I'm aware of it. He said, there are those of us who decided, as he put it, to take a pass on this one, he said to me, because it's political, it's become political, and we don't want to get involved. He just said it right out there, because he knew it was off the record, and I wasn't going to blow the whistle on him, but I was just interested to see what he thought, and that's what he thought. And this guy was a respected virologist, a teacher in a university system, been there for a long time, and this is what he was saying. Well, that's incredible when you see the implications of the HIV causes AIDS model and what it has done to people's lives, and I mean, we could talk about that for days. And here's a respected guy saying, sure, I'm aware of it, and yeah, there's a definite problem, and not going to touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Well, and I think it's important to talk about the mechanics of how this happens. For some, it wakes them up to say, oh, okay, because before it sounds just too fantastical, you know, what we're talking about, because we're not arguing for a nefarious scheme by every doctor and scientist to keep the truth hidden. And honestly, they just find out what they can or can't investigate very quickly. They learn that usually early on. Some learn it with the more direct threats when they do identify and bring to their higher ups, hey, look what I'm finding here, and then you find out you can't get published ever again, and that sends a message to others, and it stifles scientific inquiry, of course. And so when we talk once again about the so-called controversial topic that cannot be discussed about viral isolation or not, I will give them their viral isolation as long as they give us the recognition that that definition has been distorted to be meaningless in terms of what isolation used to mean. Much less the abandonment of Koch's postulates, K-O-C-H apostrophe S, Koch's postulates, you know, as far as describing a cause or an infectious agent in terms of what is found when they claim there is something going on in the body that's very specific to one thing. And I think you've argued, and I agree, that even those one things are not one thing. It's like it's nice to try to put it into a little tiny box and say, that's it, that did it to every... But we're all unique, bio-individual, and we have factors of strengths and weaknesses, immune response, etc., that to pinpoint one thing as the cause, I think it's a form of isolationism that is not warranted in reality, but has been painted into some form of reality that it's accepted by the so-called medical priests, you know? And that's what we're dealing with today, and that's why we're sort of voices maybe in the wilderness, but I think more of us are speaking out, even though they're trying to frighten us from speaking out.
No question about it. And then just look at social media. What are they saying when they're talking about violating community standards? They're saying we accept what certain public health agencies are saying about COVID, about any subject you want to think about. And they basically mean the World Health Organization and the CDC. And that's it as far as they're concerned. That's as far as their willingness goes to explore what is true and what is not true. So they invent this phrase called community standards, which simply means whatever the experts say, we agree to. And therefore, if you disagree, then we cancel you. Well, that's preposterous. I mean, that's something an idiot would say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just a total moron. Somebody who's gotten educated and then educated themselves out of being educated. I'm just going to listen to the prevailing authority, and that has to be the truth. And anything else is going to be considered to be a violation and some sort of offense and dangerous, because it could sway people into believing something that's false.
Mm.
I mean, that's, you know, if any high schools even continued to teach any form of critical thinking at all, that would be at the top of the list. Why is this statement a moron's statement?
Mm-hmm.
He says you're violating community standards. What does that mean, class? Look into it. Check it out. We're having a discussion about that now.
Mm-hmm.
What does that really mean? Oh, I don't know. Well, think about it. What community are we talking about? Is there a community? What standards? Where are they getting their standards from? And within a couple of months, you would have now, you know, 100 or 200 young tigers armed with some form of logic, ready to go out into the world and suddenly start looking at things with different eyes and a different mind and saying, well, these people are just, you know, defending propaganda. They're not interested in the truth.
Yeah. Well, I think in the irony, I've tried to warn these folks. It's like the more you try to censor it, the more you do hit pieces and try to correlate somehow a connection between people who have been protesting for years about vaccine safety issues and experienced it in their own lives directly, and then saying, well, these people are terrorists, and the more it's going to bring awareness that it's just the most ludicrous of ludicrous claims, many of them piled on top of one another. So when we come back, we'll wrap up the discussion with John Rappaport here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Remember, links are up as they always are at robertscottbell.com if you want to know how to listen 2 hours a day additional, 5 days a week, besides our Sunday broadcast here syndicated by GCN on radio. Just go to robertscottbell.com/listen. Very easy to find that, share that. And wrapping it up with John Rappaport, we've been talking a lot about the things we can't talk about, but we do it anyway. You know, whether it be claiming that people who are protesting, exerting First Amendment protected rights, are somehow now automatically a domestic terrorist, depending on the topic they're protesting, of course. Because if you're a BLM Antifa, you can destroy stuff, and that's protected speech. It's kind of crazy, and I think people are seeing through it. But, John, any other protest examples we got to show this absurdity?
Yeah, this isn't exactly a protest. It's actually much bigger than that. Think about the film, which we've discussed before, one of the great documentaries ever made called Vaxxed 2. They had a bus. They were traveling around the country from town to town, city to city, doing live on-camera interviews, which they filmed, of course, and then released as a film, of parents and children. Children had been brain damaged and lives destroyed by vaccines. And then labeled autistic. Well, what about that? Is that somehow insurrectionist or terrorist or a violation of good sense or what people should do? Should those people instead have only tried to file legal cases in court? I don't think so. I don't think so, not at all. You know, so there's an example of a gigantic, brave, courageous, intelligent campaign that went all over the country and did more to expose the dangers of vaccines than any other film I can think of ever.
Well, and I see, John, I see the breakthrough occurred. Why and how? Because humans were interacting in the presence of other humans and inquiring and asking questions and telling their stories, their experiences, and sharing them like it's been done since humanity has existed. And it's the very thing, of all the things we've seen that have been bizarre in the year of COVID crazy, perhaps the biggest imperative that
what we would call the opposition to freedom as, is to basically shut down human interaction. Because when there is, these are the stories that are told and that cannot be suppressed and hidden.
You bet. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. That is one of the biggest shutdowns of all. Because when people do get together and they do start talking, a lot of stuff jumps up out of the hopper. You know, all kinds of stuff that wouldn't be published on the front page of the New York Times. But it's grassroots, it grows, it spreads, and it's legitimate. It's some of the most legitimate stuff you'll ever run across and encounter. It's the human element that is being censored in all of the medical journals, all of the scientific journals, is what happens when people actually get together and they share their stories and they discover these commonalities and what's happened in tragically destructive ways as a result of orthodoxies which are promoted by the government.
You know, I'm encouraged, John, having said what we just said, that I'm hearing more people realize and recognize that very thing and are calling overtly for the reconnection of humans to humans, encouraging people to meet in their neighborhoods, to meet in their living rooms and invite people regularly, weekly or more, to just talk about stuff the way it used to be. And we've lost a long time ago, even before this extreme suppression of speech. We just kind of fell away from that concept of, yeah, other than, you know, hey, we get together. But now it becomes more imperative than ever. And then we find out, my gosh, my neighbors are thinking the same thing I'm thinking about this whole thing. But I thought they were wearing masks and comply. Well, they were doing it because they thought you, I mean, on and on. Suddenly you're like, whoa, I was, you know, the artificial reality, what, conducted by censorship in the media. You didn't even know this was going on.
You bet. And the encouragement and promotion of hostility is also another vector here that prevents people from getting together human to human, because do you really want to talk to somebody who's the sort of person that would scream at you in a health food store as you're shopping because your mask was 1 inch lower than your nose?
Yeah, hide that one nostril. I see it peeking out of there. All right, John, another great hour with you, my friend. And homework assignment for the Robert Scott Bell Show audience, perhaps for those that love John through No More Fake News, get together with family, friends, neighbors, and do so regularly, and just talk about anything, everything, and you'll see a transformation occur more quickly than you could ever imagine. Thanks, John, my friend. I appreciate you so much. And the power to
heal
you, is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3 month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna, is amazing to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all
over the world with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.